Friday, April 5th, and this is a groundbreaking edition of the mayor's office.
We just had an earthquake in New York.
What?
A full-blown earthquake.
You're kidding me.
And I'm in love with the good life.
Coming in hot, Chichi. What's going on, brother?
Dude.
Seriously?
I was walking down the stairs to do this. I'm shaking. We just had an earthquake in New York.
What?
A full-blown earthquake.
You're kidding me.
Jess is upstairs screaming on a phone. She was on a phone with her mother in Brooklyn. Her mother felt it. Her boss in Connecticut felt it. I just read right now. Here, I'm on the internet. I'm doing this in real time to you, Sean. No joke. Okay. Let's see. Brian Hawk, Yankees. Juan Soto's about to experience his Bronx Day Bruin pinstripes. And there's an earthquake at Yankee Stadium right now. Can't be a coincidence. Jessica Chastain, the actress.
Yeah.
Did we just have an earthquake, New York? Dude, this is unbelievable.
Did you feel it coming down the steps?
No, me. I was at my front, like my front living room. You know, we have all those like tchotchkes up on the.
Yeah.
Well, first I saw my neighbor had like this truck outside. They got a roofer.
Right.
About to do something in their roof. So suddenly I just feel this like quick little rattling. And I'm like, oh, what's he doing out there? And then all of a sudden everything, the entire house was shaking.
Come on, dude.
Case, I swear to God, this is going to be turn on the news. It's probably already on the news.
Wow.
Video. Oh my God. Everybody's blowing up. But so Jess was upstairs. I was just coming back in. Everything's shaking. Now I'm thinking like, okay, is our house exploding? Is my And then thank God I opened my front door. Every single person in the neighborhood was just staring out their front door. And we all like walked out. It was like a freaking, sci-fi movie
apocalypse,
standing in the street right when it ended, and the sweet lady across the street from me, she's like, what the hell was that? And I go, I think it was an earthquake. And everybody's like, it was like, holy crap, dude, it was unbelievable.
Wow, dude, wow.
I've never saw
how many earthquakes hit New York. Do they
never? There was like that one time, remember those guys from MLB.com were recording when it happened? It was a pretty funny video back in the day. There was like a tremor that was like,
right,
15 years ago, dude. I apologize to people in California who have this happened to them a lot, I guess, but right. When you're not used to this, dude, my heart is beating through the roof right now.
Wow, that's incredible, dude.
I told you this was
It's going to be the big news. I'm sure the Yankees play at 105. Maybe is it going to be delayed?
I hope
you wonder not. If there's any damage. Obviously there's no damage where you are, but you wonder if there's wherever it hit, is there any damage?
It's a great question. It's a great question. One of the Barstool guys just wrote, also, before you West Coast bleep holes start with your patronizing tweets about how you're so used to earthquakes, zip it. We feel the same way when you cry about a half inch of snow. I'm sorry. I am shook. I'm literally shook. I was shaken by an earthquake, and I am shook right now. This happened like literally 4 minutes.
Wow. That's incredible.
Oh my God.
I'm sure it's on.
It's going to be
news already.
It's gotta be. Anyway. All right. Whew. All right. Well, let's do the show. Make sure there's no damage in my house. My freaking baseboards.
Yeah, you don't. Jeez. I just went to CNN. Doesn't have it yet, but I'm sure they will soon.
I mean, everybody in New York, like everybody's posting here. Let's see who else. Wow.
That's incredible.
A lot of memes. Oh,
did we just have our first earthquake?
First time experience an earthquake. I thought I left this all behind in LA. Somebody's writing. Somebody wrote, sorry, this earthquake was entirely my fault. Everybody's a jokester, huh? On the internet. Some guy named Uncle Dubs just wrote, "Yo, that earthquake just woke me up." Somebody said they felt it in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Phew. Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to move sideways from our show.
I know, you're shaking, dude. You're shaking. Your nerves are shaking. Your nerves are shaking.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well,
Let's segue. Here's an earthquake. Earthquake hit New York yesterday when Pete Alonso tied it up in the ninth to get the Mets their first. How about that? Mets their first W.
Yeah, dude.
Yesterday.
Dude, let me ask this real quick. So up until that point, dude, I watched both games. Obviously, I have a much more vesting interest. My wife works there now. And like, I watched both games. The first game ended miserably. They didn't hit for the last. Dude, I think they were 13 innings in a row without a hit. But in the same day, dude, it's in the same day, in the same ballpark. I don't know if you can say must win game. But being down 1-0 in that game, everybody started tweeting about Carlos Mendoza. Why do we hire? Like, the sky was falling. And they fell today. But they needed that win, and they got it. They really needed to win that game. I know you say you don't need to win the game, but in New York.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They need it.
Dude, in New York, you have to win. In that first game, they lost in extra innings. You know, that was a killer. But they had to. I mean, I'm sure for Carlos Mendoza, man, what a crazy first week this is to be the manager of the Mets. I mean, rained out a bunch. You know, you had the whole Jeff McNeil thing right away with Rhys Hoskins. That kind of, you know, that's one of your first things as the manager. And then you're 0-5 and lost the first half of doubleheader, and you have one hit, I think, going into the ninth. And Alonso golfs a ball. Basically, the ball is about an inch off the ground. He stays through it, and that's how strong he is. Basically, it was like anyone else, that's a fly ball, you're out. He ends up homering to tie it, and they win it with a walk-off. Incredible.
The only one I've ever seen be able to hit a ball that far at that part of the plate was, what, Vlad Guerrero Sr.? Like, maybe Mike Trout every once in a while goes down and gets one, but how – especially as a righty, you never see a righty really go down and get the ball. Like, what kind of mechanics do you have to have?
That's tough to do, man. Well, I think the biggest thing you're trying to do is when a ball's low like that and you've already committed to it, you're literally, like George Brett used to say, short to it, long through it. If you could get to it, and if it's a little out front like it was with Alonso, do you see how he just kind of kept fighting the path? He kept fighting the bat path, trying to stay up through the ball. And sometimes you do that if you don't have your legs behind you, but you're a strong guy like Pete, you can get it out of the ballpark. It's an incredible piece of hitting, dude. I mean, for any fan to go back and look at that, find that video where he's just staying through and he ends up hitting it out of the ballpark. It's an incredible piece of hitting, man.
Yeah, his bat plane, really, his finish was how you would finish a golf swing.
Yeah.
It was, because it had to be back up here. It wasn't his normal swing.
He was so low. But dude, Chinch, when I look at the numbers of some of the guys at the top of the order, Nimmo is hitting .048. That means I think he has one hit. Lindor's hitting .042.
In big spots too.
Yeah, I would say obviously we're only six games in, but when you're talking about being 1-5 and you look at the top two guys in your lineup, that's probably a big reason why.
Oh, it's got a lot to do with it. Why? I mean, you know, you go through, again, every team probably goes through a 5-game losing streak.
Yes.
Every team, like at least.
At least, no doubt.
It just stinks to have it happen in the beginning of your season. And it, like you said, in a way they did it, because the controversy and then the rainouts. And then that doubleheader, there's 600 people there in the beginning of that game for the first one, because you get rained out twice. It's pretty hard to move your family's day around three times. It's nobody's fault.
It's not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to touch on the Buccos too. How about the Buc? You would think the Yankees are 6-1. You're like, man, they're powerhouse. Yeah, the Buccos are 6-1.
Yep,
and they've been doing it with pitching, dude. That Aroldis Chapman's been great. Chapman and Bednar at the back end, right there, 8-9, and their rotation. This Jared Jones is starting today for opening day for the Pirates. This guy's got some great stuff. Fans are excited. First pitch at 4-1-2. 412, you know, that's the area code for Pittsburgh.
Oh, is that why they do it?
Yeah, so the first pitch is at 412.
That's cool. Is it still rainy there?
Dude, kid me. It's, you know what? It's not raining right now, but it rained all morning. Just stopped. It's just going to be an overcast day today.
Cold. It's going to be cold and chilly. Oh, these East Coast games, man. You could see the guys yesterday too, freezing their. When I see a guy break his bat in like a day game, Northeast right now, that's got to be devastating.
The pain.
Yeah. But what is so the Bucks are doing it with pitching, but dude, they got a solid squad. Like, are you pleasantly surprised, very surprised, or do you think you saw some glimpses that this could happen this year for them?
I think I'm pleasantly surprised more than anything. Listen, their manager, Derek Shelton's a good buddy of mine. So I'm always rooting for Shelty, you know, to do well. But, you know, you look at O'Neill Cruz is back, you know, after being injured last season, leading off, doing pretty well. Brian Reynolds is swinging the bat well. Ke'Bryan Hayes has come out hot. You know, Connor Joe's been ripping it. Rowdy Tellez has had some big hits for them. It was kind of an under-the-radar sign for them. Mm-hmm. He's had a couple big, you know, had a three-run bomb a couple days ago. Michael Taylor, man, has been doing great playing center field there. They pushed Reynolds to right, Taylor in center. So Ben Charrington, the GM, did a great job of kind of putting this club together. But I like you said, you win with pitching. Jared Jones, who's one of their top prospects, getting called up, making the team out of spring training. Man, this kid's got electric stuff. You know, triple-digit heater and just really good stuff. So I think the big question is, it's like Jackson Holliday going down. You're like, oh, man. And I think the Orioles can afford that. But, dude, Paul Skeens, he's the only reason he's down there is because they want his clock to start a little later. And nowadays, with the way it works, I think he's got to be down there probably at least 2 months. Mm. So you're like, oh, man, these games matter. And, you know, you got a guy like Skeens that he's ready to go, I think.
Yeah.
They pull that he needs more time in the minors or he's need less money.
Yeah. Well, I can give it a little bit more of a pass with pitchers because I also hate when you bring up the pitcher, but he's going to be on an innings count for the season. And then you got in the back of your head, like, he's not even going to be in the postseason, is he? They're going to shut him down too soon. So I almost feel a little more okay with, I mean, not for him. It's not fair to the guys. Like, the service time thing bothers me. Of course, it bothers everybody. Right. I feel like a pitcher, all right, fine. Then if you're going to bring him up in 2 months, you better bring him up for the rest of the year and don't worry about the playoffs and be ready that way. At least do that way. I don't know. Flip side, here in the booming Bronx, man, I'm still shaking. I'm sorry, dude. My concentration level is nuts.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. He just had an earthquake hit you. Kidding me? Incredible.
Yeah, and so did the entire Yankees organization. And by the way, this is a funny thing. They're all there because it's home opener, so ceremonies start at like noonish.
Yeah. It's a 1:05 game.
Yeah, so they're sitting in a clubhouse. You've been in a clubhouse. They're sitting in a clubhouse. Yeah. Earthquake happened this week.
Yeah.
But pretty big home opener, dude. This is the most anticipated home opener for the Yankees, I would say. Honestly, since I don't even know, the banner after the 2009 World Series, but even bigger than that, they're playing and they got these stars, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Why do you feel that way as a Yankee fan?
I mean, it's really because you're trying to tell Juan Soto, stay here. This is your, that's fans are going to be doing that. Like his ovation. And then I thought about it. Remember, what about, he's got to do a roll call. First roll.
Oh yeah.
The other big bonus I thought of today, he's in right field, dude. He's with the bleacher creatures in that stadium. They are going to be just loving him all year long and trying to get him to stay there. I really think the fans are doing that.
Dude, I tell you what, one thing about being there and being there for all those home games is like that roll call, first off, is so cool and so special. And those the bleacher creatures, man, those guys are incredible out there. You know, that's the way that their passion for the game is so real. And you're right, man. Yankee Stadium is going to be rocking today. I forgot about that. Like, you're trying to get Soto to stay. They're gonna love him so much all year long. It's incredible. And also, too, Marcus Stroman, dude, grew up on Long Island. You know what I mean? Has a chance to pitch for the Yankees in the home opener tonight. I mean, that's really cool for him, dude. That was one of their big offseason signings. And for him to have a chance to, pitch in that home opener, being from New York, that's going to be a cool thing for him. And I'm telling you, Judge's going to have a big day today, dude. Judge's gonna have a big day. Like, I just feel it. Like, when, like I said, when he hit that homer the other day to right center, I'm like, uh-oh, watch out. Like, that's when I feel like he's about to be on a tear. So this should be a fun day playing the Blue Jays, little rivalry there, AL East rivalry. So it's gonna be an awesome. I'm fired up. I can't wait to watch the game.
I know, me neither. You know, the other thing I'm noticing, they are smiling a lot. They're all smiling. I mean, of course, you win, you smile. But one final thing, dude, there's a side shot of Aaron Boone. I was going to pull up the tweet. There's a shot from him the other day. He looked real like pro, and he's wearing like the Tory hat now. He's got his hat, military style with the top. And it went a little viral. It's like hot dad Aaron Boone. Like, now women all over New York are like, Aaron Boone's really good looking guy. It's like a semi-viral thing. I think D-Ro mentioned it this morning on the show. Like,
Boone's always, did he really, D-Ro?
Yeah.
Boone's always been a good looking guy. He didn't just get hot in 2024.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I know. It's funny, dude. He's like the guy, like Obama was like a young president. Boone's like the young, they're all like young, good looking managers now that played ball. So it's not true. It's not like the Boilermaker guy smoking heaters like back in like the 70s. Your manager could probably still play these days.
Stephen Vogt. If Voter wanted to get out there and take a rip, win the game in the night, he's like, hey guys, I'm gonna go hit one real quick.
Yeah.
I can still do it. Yeah, you got Vogt, Boone, Cora, Cash, Mendoza, a lot of young, good looking
they should do a managers. MLB manager's calendar, the way they used to do it. The fireman, Boone with no shirt on doing the Jackson bat thing.
Like, oh my God, dude, that would be great.
Nice. All right. Are you going to the game? You're not going.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm heading down. Yeah, I'm going to see. I'm going to see Jake.
Oh, great.
I'm going down to Kent State today. Yeah. So I'm rolling down there. They're playing Eastern Michigan. That's my big game today. 1 o'clock. I'll have the Yankees on my phone. And all the other teams, and I'm looking forward to that, but I'll be watching Kent State in person.
Nice. You've been a good luck charm when you've been going there.
I know, dude. I know. Exactly. Hopefully today, maybe a ding dong Donkey Kong. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't heard that in a while.
That's Burnsy.
Ding dong.
Was that Eric Burns? Ding dong Donkey Kong.
Yeah. That's so funny. All right. I have to go find out if the trees are still standing.
Go find out what's going on. You're rattled because you were walking down the stairs to do the podcast. The stairs were shaking. You were holding on for dear life. And then you jumped on with me. I'm like, I'd have been like, dude, I can't do the podcast today. Freaking house is shaking.
That's how committed I am to you fans. That's how committed this rain shine. We're like mailman. We always deliver. Yeah.
I love it, dude. All right, Chichi, go make sure everything's okay and Jess is good and everything like that. And have a great weekend, dude. I'll see you Monday. Looking forward to it. And everyone out there, thanks for listening. We love you guys. And we'll see you Monday. And don't forget, we're getting out the 72 Yankee jersey.
Let's go.
4,000 subscribers on YouTube. Let's keep pushing that envelope. Subscribe, download. Getting ready to give away that jersey. All right. See you, buddy. Love you.